I'm talking to Mike Wisby, Chief Executive Officer of the Tasmanian Racing Club, and we're talking about the pending extension of the distance of the Amy Hobart Cup from 2200 to 2400 metres from next season. Mike, the recommendation has been put forward and to the Tasmanian Thoroughbred Advisory Network, and now we're just waiting on an answer from the Patent Committee.
Yeah, that's correct, Pete. The Cup was always run over 2400 metres up until 2005, and in that year it was reduced to 2200 metres and then bumped up to it was reduced to 2100 metres in 2005 and increased to 2200 in 2006. Now, the reason for the reduction at that time was based on a recommendation from the Patent Committee that we would get a better quality field if we reduced the distance. And if you recall, at that time, race clubs all around the country were reducing the length of their feature races because there appeared to be a dearth of stayers and the standard of staying races was falling rather dramatically. So based on that recommendation, the TRC went along with it and reduced the distance. That came at roughly the same time as some funding increases and the lifting of stakes in the Hobart Cup. Initially with the Amy deal, it went to 200,000, and then when the Betfair money came, the prize money went to 400,000. And in our opinion, the quality of the field did increase, and if you look at the horses that raced in the Cup and then went on and competed in better quality races elsewhere,
such as Blue Tigeroo.
Blue Tigeroo, Zavid, Easter Cream, a whole lot of them went on and won Group 1 races. Over the past 2 years, prize money has fallen, firstly from 400 down to 300, and then last year down to
225.
And last year, we had probably our most disappointing Hobart Cup in terms of numbers, where we only had 10 compete, and this had been the TTC had experienced similar small fields in recent years. And so we felt that the time was right to look at, you know, what was happening. And one of the things that we looked at was the fact that one of the balloting clauses in relation to the Melbourne Cup that a lot of horses fail to overcome is that if they are placed in a group race of 2400 metres or longer, that's the first hurdle to overcome. So we felt that by changing the distance to 2400 metres, that might be appealing to some interstate trainers and may well end up attracting more entries.
So that gives the state two major cups over the 2400 metres.
That's right, and the feeling was that with two races, both in excess of 200,000 within a fortnight's period, that it may be more appealing for interstate trainers to send horses out.
Okay, so now we just have to wait on the Patent Committee to sanction it?
That's right, that's the process. The recommendation will go forward from TAS Racing, and it's just a matter of wait and see.
All right, well, if you're a betting man, what odds do you think it would be to be passed?
I think it would be odds on, because, as you'll know, around the country now, staying races are becoming more popular. Owners are buying horses from overseas to compete in the major staying races, and that should have a flow-through effect. So the more longer distance races, the better.
So this will be effective from 2013?
If the Patent Committee accept the recommendation.
Thanks for your time.